Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. First of all, I would like to join others to support your approach. Indeed, this is what we proposed in our general statement, that the languages, those languages, was most of them were seen in the chair's last year's chair's first draft for the substantive report. And these could be a very good basis for further discussions. And I would like to provide a very preliminary thoughts, which have been already addressed by my previous speakers. First, I think first, as for the first bullet, I agree with my immediate previous speakers, Switzerland delegation, that which our focus of regulation should be not technology, but it's weapons, weapon system. So I think in that way we need to improve the language. And other ones activated or I think this is no issue for us. And the third bullet, the first proposal is identity, identify, select, and engage. These languages are from our proposal, joint proposal. So we prefer those languages, but we can also consider others if we can engage in more detailed discussions on what those other languages, words, technical means. And then I think the fourth bullet, deploy and apply force, I think I'm not native speakers of English, but probably engagement that which we used in the third bullet could have similar meanings. Of course, it's not exactly the same, but by continuing what deploy and apply force exactly means in comparison with engagement, probably we can find common ground. And then the last three about human involvement. I think this is a very difficult issues, and I think before agree on how we name this point, probably we should engage more to address the content of human and machine interactions. And for Japan, it is important to consider the way to make sure that humans are involved responsibly throughout the weapons life cycle, and especially that such weapon system should be used under the responsibility of the human command and control. Indeed, there is a consensus among many countries on the importance of this human responsibility. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Japan for